67 today.
Carrying signs that read things like stimulus slave, protesters from California to New York took to the town squares, the state houses, and anywhere in between to protest, yes, taxation. It was an anti-tax tea party across the nation. In fact, at 700 supposedly different locations. In some cases, there were big rallies where thousands showed up. Others, it was teeny-weeny groups that got together in Lansing, Michigan, where, of course, our friends in Michigan listening to us in Kalamazoo, my pal Pete and Kathy, longtime listeners of America Tonight, you know what I'm talking about. The depression or slash recession has certainly grown due to what's happened in the auto industry and the rippling effects throughout the state. Well, in Lansing, about 4,000 people just jeered and cheered. Not so much jeered, but cheered the guy known as Joe the Plumber because he was on hand for the rally that was held there. Now, at some of the rallies, like in Austin, you had the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, who gave a little speech. For the most part, though, politicians weren't actually involved in the tea parties that kind of grew organically through social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter and that kind of stuff. And then television news crews nationally and locally picked up on it, and radio and newspaper and all the traditional forms of media. If you haven't heard the show, my name's Kate Delaney and this is America Tonight. You can participate if you find the 800 number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I know a lot of people still frantically finishing up their taxes rather on the left coast. Others just going to the post office, filing them right before the deadline so they could have it stamped on time, and others who filed earlier in the day. And, of course, those who did it early and got their refunds. If you call in, you have to tell us, were you early today or did you file for an extension? But it is your chance to be heard. This is the ultimate forum, of course, talk radio, and thank goodness, because in a lot of other countries, you would never be able to express your feelings about your government in a town square or on a talk radio show. So all across and everywhere in between, like I said, Kentucky, Alaska, Ohio, Chicago, people protesting all kinds of things related to anti-taxation, the stimulus, the fact of the bailouts, of course, what we've seen, people are fed up to it, had, you know, up to their neck in it with the banks and others that have been bailed out. With the president's proposed budget, $3.6 trillion, it would produce deficits, of course, of $9.3 trillion over 10 years. Anybody put that in perspective? What could you do with $9.3 trillion? Well, you could probably buy a couple of airlines. Yeah, I'm sure you could do that. Absolutely. So if you want to vent, this is the place to do it. You can do it by hitting that phone number that I just said or sending us an email to americatonight.net. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk with Harry Rinker. He is the guru of all things collectible. So if you are having trouble making ends meet or you just want to sell some junk you have, maybe it's a treasure you want to sell, he's the guy to call because he's an appraiser. He's done it for 50 years. Incredible. Lives in a schoolhouse. Picture this. Lives in a schoolhouse with 50,000 different artifact type things. I mean, it could be pop culture deals, could be puzzles. He has tons of puzzles. Anything, you name it, the guy has collected it and has certainly talked about it in his lifetime, has written a book that's in the Smithsonian and a lot of other books on how to sell things and how to go garage shopping and know what you're looking for and that sort of thing. You know, there's a fascination of stumbling upon a miracle where, you know, you're that person in the pawn shop and you picked up something for what you thought was a song, and then you find out it really was, because it turns out to be something that was worth much more, obviously, than they thought. Same thing when you go to those garage sales and you find, you know, maybe some painting and then underneath it was a Van Gogh. Oh, it's an original Van Gogh. Let me see, who do I know on the black market who can get me the real money for this thing. And it has happened to people. That was thus the popularity of the Antiques Road Show. So I'm serious. This cat is the best if you haven't heard him. And he's only on for one segment. So if you want to get a call in to Harry Rinker, you should line up now because it'll be difficult and it'll be too late if you do it a little bit later on. So here's the number to jingle for that, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Not everybody thought the Tea Party was a good idea. Of course, a lot of people bashing it, saying it's, you know, the 22% of the idiots who supported the former administration, that kind of stuff. You heard stuff like that, that it was extremism, of course, on the heels of the Department of Homeland Security saying, look out for right-wing extremism. See, that goes back to that labeling thing again. You could say that about liberals, too. It's why that famous statement about you can't talk about politics or religion, in some cases, unfortunately, when you're going to have a dinner somewhere, can be so true because it rips apart the dinner party that was supposed to be fun and sharing stories and families and that kind of thing. And that I think that's where that really spawned from. And certainly we understand about passion, but I don't know. I don't know if I call it right-wing extremism. And maybe there is something bubbling up that has people spooked. You talk about the gun story, and I mentioned this earlier in the week. There's no bullets for 9mm guns in so many cases and so many stores. So there must be a run, obviously, and we know this, and we've reported it on ammunition. They're charging more for ammunition and finding guns and all that sort of stuff and people stocking up. But it's for a reason, because they see what's happening in the country and the discord and the threat of that. And, you know, the fact that it doesn't feel like, when you look at the unemployment number, which isn't going to bounce back easily. And there's a difference, though, between protesting and extremism. I applaud anyone who lets their voice be heard. If somebody showed up to one of those tea parties, bravo to you if you took the time to write up a sign, express how you felt, and did you feel better? I mean, that's the ultimate thing. Did you feel like you did something? You know, even if you take protests from the very beginning, I'll give you some examples. The Vietnam protests, what did that lead to? Well, in some cases, it led to reform for some people, and ultimately, the vets who came back and didn't get much recognition, I think, perhaps feel a little bit better that they knew they were also supported by the protesters. And then you have the movie that just came out, 8 months ago or however long it was ago, the movie Milk. And you might not agree with what Harvey Milk stood for, but guess what? He protested for gay rights. And a lot has changed because of a guy like Harvey Milk. So he protested his cause. You know, grassroots got people to protest, had big protests in San Francisco. So I don't think there's anything wrong with people gathering and letting their voices be heard. Now, crazy things and going after people and attacking them or whatever, absolutely not. Certainly the violence is not what you want to see. But from what I could tell, there wasn't any violence. You didn't hear any stories about rubber bullets or tear gas or any of that kind of stuff. You just heard thousands of protesters yell and jeer and all that kind of stuff at these tax day tea parties. And they were just expressing outrage over government spending. And I don't blame anyone. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 to talk to Harry Rinker, the guru of collectibles. That's next here on America Tonight.
You're not entitled to a refund.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to OrderChoose.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. You can jingle this number to talk to our next guest, Harry Rinker, who has a show here on the network as well on Sundays from 8 to 10 Eastern on Sunday morning. Let me give you out the 800 number again. 800-259-5791. As I said, he is the guru of anything collectible. If you have questions about collectibles, etc., he's the guy to talk to. Hey Harry, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Excellent. You know, I actually had something I wanted to ask you about that I know people listening to us right now could relate to. I read a story today about souvenirs and how to buy souvenirs, and I thought about this because...
You should buy souvenirs? There you go.
Yeah, I buy souvenirs because I've traveled all over the world and all over, luckily, thank goodness for me, and all over the States. And so I've always left with something, like if I lived there, whatever it was. And tell me if I'm right. What's your rule of thumb? Do you find something that you can't find back home and that I think has a story behind it?
I think the key word is story. You know, in a way, things that we value most are the things that have the best stories about them, whether it's your great-grandfather's blanket chest I'm looking at, my great-grandfather's blanket just sitting across the room right now. The souvenirs that I bring back tend to be very regionally driven, very much story-driven. I never think of them as potential long-term investments. I mean, because they're whether they're story-driven or memory-driven, which is probably the word we'd use in the antiques of the trade a lot more than story. But they're memory-driven, and they're my memories. When I die, they'll still be there. And as a result, but the memories will end. And whether they'll have the same meaning for my children or grandchildren is debatable. So we always hope that our grandchildren or children will care about things that we have. But the simple truth of the matter is that it is all about memory. And I do try to find that type of stuff. in there. The one thing I don't do anymore, which is probably not going to get me in trouble with Kodak anymore, because who uses film anymore these days?
Yeah.
But I don't. I tend not to take a lot of pictures. I've been to one too many slideshows. I've seen one too many. Well, the other thing is I've handled one too many piles of them when I work with estates. You know, you go in there and. It's getting less and less true again with electronic camera, but there's nothing like opening up the closet door and there's 350 Kodak carousel trays filled with slides, which nobody cares about anymore.
That's true. You know what I say, Harry? It's because of what's happened electronically and stuff and how you can load pictures off your iPhone or whatever and just send them to people through the Internet. I think more people do that. And when you go somewhere and you actually have physical pictures, I also find that people's attention span wanes, and you have to pick out like your 10 best photos if you're going to a luncheon.
It would be nice. I mean, I was at a writer's workshop today with Anthony Swofford. He is the author of Jarhead. I don't know if you ever saw the military
Jarhead
or not. But we got talking about, you know, the things that you use for references to write about war, and one of them, of course, used to be letters from home, letters from the war zone to people at home. Today with the blog, you know, you've got all these guys from Afghanistan and Iraq blogging away, sending their information back electronically and that type of thing, except for one problem: who's saving it? Is somebody printing it out and making piles of it, or how is it going to be? Are we going to be in a position 25 or 50 years from now, when we want to write about the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, that we won't have anything left? And it's an issue to some degree for all of us who are into collecting. You know, what will we be collecting in 50 years? Seriously.
Yeah, that's a good thing to look at.
It's a good point. I mean, there's still baseball cards, but who deals with baseball cards the way I did as a kid growing up with that when they still had bubble gum in them, and we used to call them bubble gum cards?
Yeah, not anymore. It's a whole different deal.
No, I know. I don't have any white enamel left in my mouth because of those bubble gum cards, but the gum was great.
No kidding.
Hey, our dentist used to give them away when we left from the appointments. Here, take come back as a bubble gum, buddy.
Yeah, and they wouldn't dare do that now.
It was kind of like, you know, ensuring future business.
No kidding. Hey, that's a good thing to bring up. I mentioned before you came on the air how you have the schoolhouse and you have all these things in the schoolhouse and you've collected things and all that sort of stuff. But what was it that compelled you to do this for a living? Because you've made a nice living at appraising things and whatnot.
I've done okay, yep. Well, I always tell people it's because I didn't want to work. What happened was that I grew up in the museum business, in and around the museum field. I was on a career track of becoming executive director of museums, and I had the privilege of becoming the executive director of the Historical Society of York County in York, PA, and I headed up a big federation of historical societies in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, 24 of them in a single group. And it was a great experience. But what happened was that I wanted to collect. And when you're in the museum field, if you collect, it's kind of like a conflict of interest. You should be collecting for your museum, not necessarily for yourself. Now, the way a lot of people get around it is they don't collect what their museums collect. But the whole point of working for a museum is you want to work somewhere where you have stuff you're interested in. So I had that conflict, and I wanted to get out of that one. The other thing is that when I went in the antiques and collectibles business, I decided I didn't want to sell the objects themselves. I didn't want to become a dealer. I wanted to become a seller of information about antiques and collectibles. And so I set up a research education center, and, you know, I've been very, very fortunate over the years to be able to make a decent living. Things have changed radically in my trade many, many times while I've been in it in the last few years. And we've seen more change in the antiques and collectibles business in the last 15 years than we saw in the last 150 years. So, I mean, it's been a wild and a woolly ride right now, and it's still there. And we're making the big switch to electronics. So a lot of, you know, eBay, it's hard to believe eBay's, you know, 1995. Now it'll be coming up two more years. It'll be 15 years eBay has been here. But the point is that we're going electronic in terms of electronic websites, electronic pricing information, all kinds of electronic stuff. And, you know, the trade is transitioning. For us here in the North, it's kind of a fun thing. The big weekend is coming up. The last weekend in April is Remington's Extravaganza in Pittstown, Pennsylvania, and that's when the northern flea market, outdoor flea market season starts. It's not, there aren't a few that are operating now, but this is when everybody comes up from the south, and it starts the big circuits here in the east. Everybody's excited. Everybody's looking forward to it. As down as the economy is right now, we're getting some very interesting reports from out in the field that there people are out there looking at stuff. I think it's because a lot of people have discovered that the antiques and collectibles flea markets and elsewhere are cheaper than new. That you can actually come into my business and get things a lot cheaper than you can if you go out on the economy. In other words, we're just becoming a huge recycling center, but it's a fine reason to do it. I mean, a chair is a chair. You might as well sit in it, you know, or play something to be eaten off of, and you might as well eat off of it. So it's a kind of fun time right now. By the way, we want to mention that one of the reasons I'm here is we want to encourage our American Night listeners to give us a call and ask about the antiques, collectibles, and all that good stuff that they have around the house. That's what I'm here for, to answer those questions. Also, if you're too shy to call, I can't imagine, but these things do happen.
You can go to americatonight.net.
What?
You can go to americatonight.net or go to
Yes, you can. You always get your email address before I get mine in, but that's okay. It's your show. No. You can also email me personally. It's harrylrinker@aol.com, just like it sounds, harrylrinker@aol.com. Please start your email, however. I listen to you on American Tonight, and I do need you to understand that I can't do personal answers. I'll select the questions I think are appropriate, and when I'm on the air with Kate, I'll answer them here. And as Kate said, you can also go to americatonight.net and email you there.
I have a great question I got from Audra, and Audra wanted to ask me, and actually she emailed it to me last week, about how to preserve photographs. What's the best way to do that?
Well, first of all, don't expose them to light. That's the biggest problem with color photographs, even today's modern color photographs. They're not color fast. Those of us that took slides in the 1950s and 60s now get our old slides out, and we're shocked to find the colors going bad on them, just like with the old VHS tapes. You want to keep them in the dark. You want to keep them away from humidity. I'm not a big fan of these new photo albums, all this album business with the sticky backs and all the rest of that type of stuff. You have to be very, very careful about how you stack photographs and what you stack them into.
Yeah. Harry, hang on a second. We want to finish that discussion on the flip side, so stick with us. Is that all right?
Sure.
All right. Harry's with us, continuing 800-259-5791 here on America Tonight.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you're very sick or dead. Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do things to your collarbone low. I like to reggae, but you can't do that for me. I like to make my feel. Can make me scream. Put it on, red woman. What is wrong with me?
Once again, we're back with Harry Rinker. Your chance to talk to the guru of things that are collectibles, certainly, and everything that that entails at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Harry, we were talking about Audra's question as far as preserving photographs.
Yeah, preserving photographs. Well, a couple of, you know, we were talking about light and humidity are the big dangers. I think another danger is a lot of this stuff that's out there to put them in, whether they're albums or whatever. Trying to make sure that they're acid-free is a huge issue. You know, I felt really good when electronic discs came along, and you figure, okay, we're going to take all these photographs. You know, so many people are taking their old photographs, scanning them. You know, one of the ways to salvage those old color photographs is to scan them and electrically enhance the color and bring them back up to the normal color spectrums. And a lot of people are doing that. That's great. And then you say, okay, save them to disk, and you'll be great. Except that for the disk mites, there are actually bugs out there that eat disks. And so, you know, electronically is a good way to save them, but you may have to save them every so many years in order to ensure that the disc is all right. But the other thing, too, with old photographs, and this is probably my biggest gripe of all, is identify the people on them. You know, now, you don't get a magic felt magic marker and go running around the back of them. Get an indelible marker, one that is permanent and won't soak through the photograph in there. and get the photographs identified. Where are they? What's the location? What's the date? Who is in them? All of the important things that need to be done, because if you don't do that, you wind up with what we call in my trade instant relatives. We used to get old photo albums in when I was at the Historical Society of York County, but in any historical society, and I see them all the time at appraisal clinics when I'm out doing appraisal clinics. And what happens is that get them, and the people bring them in, and they don't know who they are. So we used to strip out all the ones that were done by photographers in New York and York County. We threw the rest in a big box and had a big sign on it say, "Pick your grandmother, pick your grandfather, great grandmother, great grandfather, 50 cents a piece."
I love
and
that.
The thing about it is, people always think, "Well, you're joking." I said, "Heck no! No one in the family will know they're not your relatives. Find somebody that looks really nice. I mean, some of those old photographs of people don't look like they could stop battleships in the mid-ocean." I mean, our ancestors were not the happiest people when they were photographed.
Boy, that's the truth, is they always have sour, dour looks on their face.
Well, considering how some of those ladies were strapped into particular garments and so forth, it's always easy to understand why the men look happier.
Yeah, no kidding, can't blame them. Hey, I mentioned that, this is a new network, and you're on the same time, I'm on the same time, we're doing the same thing. What are people talking to you about on What You Got?
A lot of people are talking to me, about what can I sell right now to help, find some extra money. And it's a crazy world out there, because largely what people are buying today is recyclable goods, things that they can use. It's almost like we're moving to some degree more into a, I don't want to say a garage sale environment, but maybe a garage sale environment in my trade. A lot of people are asking me, about things that they're finding in their parents' home. There used to be a concept of the antiques and collectibles trade that something would always be collectible. And today we're reexamining that, because there are certain things that are coming along that people simply can't find a home for anymore. I collect Topalong Cassidy stuff. And I got a call today from a guy that has the trailer that they used to haul Topper around in. And he had contacted me a number of years ago about this. And, he was throwing some numbers around, and I had no interest in this at that number. Well, he never sold it. And now he called again. And that number, I'm sure, he thinks it's going to go up in value. But my attitude is he may not be able to sell it, because all of those of us who remember Hopalong Cassidy are getting very old or much too old. And it's that. The other thing that they're talking about is, what do you do with this? When I do author interviews, I'm getting some very interesting topics. I mean, I had an author on talking about Pyrex the other week. Hard to believe that there's a number of books out there on Pyrex, but there are, and there's a number of people collecting it. Interestingly enough, a lot of the people that are collecting it are environmentalists, people who are environmental conscious. They're all concerned about these plastic containers that things come in and giving off odd gases and this type of thing, and the old glassware, cookware from the 50s and 60s and 70s is free of all that. So they get some interesting stuff going on out there.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. I think this is the time of year.
Well, it is. This whole concept of greening. I mean, we talk about the greening of the antiques and collectibles marketplace. It's as though there's a kind of environmental consciousness creeping into my field. It's interesting. I mean, buy an old table, save a tree.
Yeah, wow. And even people, I think, that were reluctant, Harry, to go green, it's so prevalent now that more people are kind of finally giving into it and deciding they might do a few things here and there. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think there is a growing consciousness of it. Now, me, I'm 67. Yeah, 67. My attitude is no problem. I won't live long enough. It's a terrible attitude.
No problem. I'll do it anyway.
It's like Social Security, Kate. If Social Security is going to run out of money in 2040, that means I'll be 99.
Right.
Fine with me. I don't care about my kids.
No, that's terrible. So you weren't at one of those tea parties.
I think everybody's waiting to see what the economy is going to be doing, too. That's another big issue for us. You know, the antiques and collectibles field, like many businesses, works on discretionary income. You don't necessarily need the things we have to sell. Although I think you do today, because I think if you're concerned about saving money, there's tons of things in the antiques and collectibles field that you can buy that are so much cheaper than new, whether it's dinnerware, stemware, flatware, furniture, musical instruments, jewelry, clothing. I mean, there's a number of things in my field where that works. But a lot of people are concerned about that. But the good news, there's two pieces of good news. Very odd things. Another thing we're talking about, the trade a lot. In the old days when there was a recession, everybody went in the antiques business. I mean, all you need to do is have a car trunk to start. You know, clean out the house, load up the car trunk, go to a flea market, and boom, you're in business. We do not, strangely enough, and this is really strange, we don't see a lot of that going on right now in the antiques and collectibles trade. In fact, what's happening is that the number of dealers in a show, even in a flea market, is down, but the gate attendance is up. Now, where is that good news in terms of this? It's good news in two fronts. First of all, it's good news for the show promoters because they're getting more people through the gates. It's even better for the dealers because when there are fewer dealers, there's less competition. And as a result, as long as the dealer has what the customer wants, by gosh almighty, the dealers are doing better at the shows now. So shows are getting smaller, but they're getting better. The dealers that are there are the ones that have made the adjustments. And, boy, the other big thing is that prices come down in my business. I mean, finally, after years of us screaming and yelling at the people that sell in the field, compete with the Internet, compete with eBay, you've got to sell at eBay or cheaper prices. We're starting to see that reflected in the field. And so as a result, you can do almost as well in the field these days as you can up on the net, and that's a big adjustment in the antiques and collectibles field to get this pricing down to a point where it's there. Now, things were really great last summer when we thought this was all over. The current economic situation with the stock market jumping all around and everything else, prices have come down another 20%, but a lot of us feel that they bottomed out. It's not that they can't go lower. They certainly can. But the market does seem to bottom out, at least in our business. Prices are stable. People can buy with some confidence. And I think there's a growing optimism, maybe in the antiques and collectibles trade, more than in some of the rest of the country right now, that things are starting to slowly but surely turn around and move upward again.
Yeah, boy,
And we talk a lot about that, too. Well, I know you talk a lot about that in the show, you know, in the general economy, but it's interesting to see it in my world as well.
Yeah, boy. All right, so in 2 weeks you'll be back with us, and, you know, Harry, we have to get everyone used to this new 800 number.
Yeah, we do. You know, I use a similar number for my show as well, but I must say it's a thrill to be with Genesis Communications Network. They're a great company, And I'm looking forward to it, and I know that your Americanite listeners will gradually get used to this and come on board. And this is important. I mean, we don't call it talk radio, so Kate and I can talk. I mean,
although I enjoy it,
and we obviously do. But yeah, no, I think it's a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it. And as our audience builds, we look forward to getting your calls about antiques and collectibles. And I believe your 800 number is 1-800-259-5791.
Absolutely. Very good. And you said that right on the dime. You knew it. That's excellent, Harry. So you'll be back in 2 weeks. We won't do it next week, but we'll be back the following week, and we'll keep reminding everybody to call in and all that sort of stuff, and we look forward to it.
It's always a pleasure. Next time I come back on board, we want to talk about the storage shed phenomenon.
Storage shed. I can't wait. Don't give any details. We'll talk about that next time. Harry, you take care. Thanks for being on with us.
All right. Thank you, Kate. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Harry Rinker. You can catch him, What You Got, right here on this terrific network. Of course, Genesis, as he said, very, very easy to find. If you have any questions about collectibles, make sure you catch his Sunday show. Odds and ends. We got some good stuff on the flip side.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Rallying at Tax Day Tea Parties. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You can weigh in if you want to vent your spleen about taxation, taxation, and more taxation. But you have to tell us early today, or did you get an extension? 800-259-5791. As I said, it's time for odds and ends as we mix things in, and that's what we like to do here in America Tonight, if you've never heard the show. So we talk about a lot of different things. The water cooler buzz, if you will. One of the stories that's making the rounds, which I think is a tremendously inspiring story, is this deal of these musicians who, out of 3,000 people that went on YouTube to audition to come together as ultimately an orchestra to perform at Carnegie Hall. You had all these people from all over the country and all over the world that were narrowed down to just under 100 people auditioning that way. What a cool thing to do. And bravo to them, because can you imagine being somebody who is realizing an incredible dream that they never thought they would realize, and here they are playing at one of the greatest venues you could possibly play at as a member of an orchestra. Here's a little background on that. Here's some quick sound on it.
Eric Moe was just about his son Henry's age when he first picked up a trumpet.
I wanted to play.
Later, he joined the school band, studied music in college, and set out to make it as a musician.
I had no idea what I was getting into. And so I got my graduate degree, and the joke was, you graduate, you know, you get a performance degree in music and you go into sales. Why don't you put that back in the
fridge? Now, at 34, he's a stay-at-home dad.
Okay. I think we're ready to roll.
For 10 years, Mo went to auditions, played in wedding bands and jazz quintets, but never got a full-time gig.
We played this pancake house in Princeton. And, you know, part of the pay was, you know, a full plate of pancakes.
Then late last year, Mo heard that famed conductor Michael Tilson Thomas had signed on to something called the YouTube Symphony. It was a wild idea on paper. Get musicians from every place where there's an internet connection to submit auditions and choose the best to play Carnegie Hall.
This project to reach out to people all over the world quickly in just a few months and say, let's gather together and celebrate this music we all so much care about. That was irresistible. I stopped in my tracks. I changed my life to do this.
Eric started practicing Internet Symphony No. 1 by Academy Award-winning composer Tom Doon.
More than 3,000 people from 70 countries submitted auditions, and in the end, fewer than 100 were chosen. They'll be going to New York from such far-flung places as Azerbaijan, Venezuela, and Spokane, Washington.
So Eric Mo, who once stood outside Carnegie Hall and just stared, will have to take a break from baking bread with the family.
Hi, I'm Eric Mo, and I'll be playing trumpet with the YouTube Symphony Orchestra in Carnegie Hall.
The night he got the call, Mo and his wife went out for Chinese food to celebrate. He laminated the fortune. It says, you will make a name for yourself in the field of entertainment. Chris Jansen, NBC News, Spokane.
All right, thanks for that little clip of NBC News, of course, explaining the story. And how tremendous was that? There's a guy who realized his dream, you just heard it, and all because of the internet. So the internet, in some ways, we talk about technology and it being limiting socializing for so many kids and stuff. But in another way, it's amazing what you can do with the internet. And there is an incredible example. Somebody who had a family, never thought he would get that chance, and now has this incredible chance to play. And you can see why the conductor would be intrigued by this, to have a ragtag, I'm going to call them ragtag, band of musicians, all great in their own right, but then pulling them together to play at the hallowed halls of Carnegie, my goodness, crazy. Hey, don't forget, coming up later, we're going to have sports shorts, and that means everything from the Mets beating the Padres 7-2. The bigger story, of course, the fact that there was almost the first no-no so far this year in Major League Baseball. And a couple of other things in between making news from the sports world, because there's always sports news. And on the reality front, you know, I was talking about not really liking reality TV. There's just a couple of things that I would watch. And I was mentioning the Octomom. And sure enough, the Octomom confirming her TV deal. It's definitely happening. It's just a question of when they can hurry up and get it on the air, and she's going to do books and all kinds of other things. So it's a go. It got the green light for sure. Nadia Sulman will be out there on the tube each and every week, and she says she's cash-strapped. And the footage from it, she says, will allow her to have, first of all, movies that she would never have the time to film. She's got a documentary crew following around, all that sort of stuff. And it'll give her the money to raise these kids. I know I went off on this and said, listen, there's no question to me that what this is about is the 15 minutes of fame, because of the amount of kids and the insemination and whatnot, to already have so many kids and then do it again. And, of course, you know the whole saga being played out. I don't want to go over and over again about the Octomom, but that's definitely an odd story, so that would fit into odds and ends. Sometimes odds and ends means positive, interesting things, and sometimes it just means things that are just flat out odd, and that would be one of them. Here's another one that's flat out odd. Why would Hulk Hogan compare himself to O.J. Simpson, of all the people that you would want to throw that out? I'm like, I can understand, whatever. But to say, and of course it made big headlines because it's just too juicy, I could kill like OJ. So he's probably talking, well, I know he's talking about his wife, Linda, who dumped him, pushed him out of the $18 million mansion, and then started spending his money. You know what she was spending the money, the rate she was spending the money? $40,000 a month. Mel Gibson, beware. They're fighting over $900 million. So we're talking about her spending $40,000 a month and then dating some kid. I don't know how old he is, 20-something, whatever it is. So basically Hulk Hogan told Rolling Stone magazine that he could have turned everything into a crime scene like O.J., cutting everyone's throat. And he went on to talk about living just a half a mile down from the mansion that you can't go into anymore, but you're driving through and you see, you know, a 20-year-old kid in your Escalade, and you know that that kid is sleeping in your bed with your wife. And he said, I totally understand, O.J., wow. So he and his wife battling it out in a Florida divorce court. That'll be juicy on that side of the coast. And then, of course, you go back to California, and I mentioned that briefly, if you didn't hear, Mel Gibson's wife filed for divorce, supposedly. She said irreconcilable differences, alleging that he had a mistress and all this other sort of stuff. And when you're talking about $900 million and everything that his fortune entails, you know that that's probably going to be messy too. But at least there was no comparisons to O.J. Simpson. And doesn't that make you a little squeamish, trying to make that leap in your mind, comparing the two? I don't think you want to go there. That makes people wince. If you want to talk about somebody who is massively still hated, I think, in the United States, it would have to be O.J. Simpson. If we handed out a list of people and said, geez, put the ones on that you think are completely invaluable and those that you think have some redeeming qualities, and you could list, you know, a couple of different people, and he would be on the list, let's say, somewhere in the middle, maybe even just bury him in the middle, guarantee he would be the number one guy that everybody would cross out. At least Hulk Hogan doesn't have to worry that O.J. Simpson is going to sue him for defamation, because he is in a jail in Las Vegas, so there's no way he'll get to Hulk Hogan. His lawyers are just worried about appeal, 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 and is there any way they can reduce the huge sentence that O.J. Simpson got for the nonsense that went down, what was it now, almost 2 years ago, in a hotel room in Vegas when he wanted his memorabilia back. Crazy. If you've got something you want to throw into Odds and Ends, because we do it each and every show, you can certainly contribute. Just hit me up at americatonight.net, americatonight.net.
Very interesting.